Good morning and welcome to this Catholic Current Affairs update for Monday the 23rd of May. In his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Benedict said, "The New Testament put an end to the invisibility of the Father. God showed his face, as confirmed by the response of Jesus to the Apostle Philip, 'Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.'" He also quoted from the second volume of his book, Jesus of Nazareth. "That's the mystery of God, to act in the quietest way. He only builds slowly in the great story of mankind's history. He becomes a man, but in order to be ignored by his contemporaries and the influential forces in history." He also quoted St. Bonaventure, who said, "Open your eyes, alert the ears of your spirit, open your lips and apply your heart, so that in all creatures you may see, hear, praise, love, and worship, glorify, and honour your God." Also over the weekend, he spoke to several astronauts via a video link, as reported on the Vatican's YouTube channel.
Benedict XVI had a live link this morning with the International Space Station, where two Italian astronauts are among those present. Welcome on board, the commander of the International Space Station and the commander of the Space Shuttle Endeavour said to the Pope. Benedict XVI greeted the teams and expressed his great appreciation for the scientific work that they were undertaking and the technological advances that they represent for the progress of all of humanity. In response to the Pope's questions about the future of the Earth's environment and how the planet seems from outer space, different astronauts responded, addressing how the space mission can contribute to furthering peace among peoples and making human life better. Benedict XVI remembered the wife of American Commander Mark Kelly, a politician who was the victim of a vicious attack, and the mother of the Italian astronaut Paolo Nespoli, who died since her son left for the space mission.
A PhD candidate from America has found evidence that black Catholic nuns broke racial barriers to public education long before the civil rights movement. Her dissertation, entitled Subversive Habits, Black Nuns and the Struggle to Desegregate Catholic America After World War I, will be the first significant historical study of African-American Catholic sisters in the 20th century. It will also unearth, as she writes, a forgotten battlefield of the African-American freedom struggle in which black nuns attempted to forge an alternative path to black liberation through Catholic education. After the war, black nuns made up a significant number of school teachers and administrators, but they were excluded from Catholic higher education. They employed surreptitious strategies with the help of a band of priests, university administrators, and some orders of white teaching nuns. The Sisters of the Holy Family, for example, desegregated what is now Loyola University, New Orleans, in 1921 by taking classes that were taught off-campus by the Sisters of Charity of Seton Hill, a white order, but with credits granted through Loyola. Black sisters continued to integrate Catholic higher education through the 1950s, said Williams, but the church kept it under the radar. She continued, "Catholics themselves were a minority and discriminated against. To take on the African-American cause was risky if they hoped to assimilate into U.S. society." A family doctor in the UK fears losing his job after being accused of harassment for talking to a patient about God. Dr. Richard Scott has been told by the General Medical Council he brought his profession into dispute after discussing God with a patient. The Cambridge-educated GP told the Sunday Telegraph the GMC had acted disgracefully in reprimanding him and has taken legal action against the formal warning. A new report published by American researchers concludes that religious faith can cause the brain to shrink faster than normal. The study, published in the open access science journal Public Library of Science 1, asked 268 people aged 58 to 84 about their religious group, spiritual practices, and life-changing religious experiences. Changes in the volume of their hippocampus, the region of the brain associated with learning and memory, were tracked using MRI scans over 2 to 8 years. Protestants who did not identify themselves as born again were found to have less atrophy in the hippocampus region than did born again Protestants, Catholics, or those with no religious affiliation. Frequency of worship was found to have no bearing on results, while participants who said they had undergone a religious experience were found to have more atrophy than those who did not. The study authors said the changes were not explained by other factors that affect hippocampal atrophy, such as age, education, depression, or brain size. Well, that's it for today, Monday the 23rd of May. You can find more programs, news, homilies, devotions, and music and much more on our website, credio.org.au. God bless.